Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska Agent Commission Rates, What Calibri Real Estate Data Shows. Calibri Real Estate breaks down average commission rates and city-by-city earnings for agents across Nebraska. Understanding local commission benchmarks, any agents negotiate competitively and set realistic income expectations. Review the full commission breakdown by any city at the link below. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines, Nebraska Taxes Online, New Tool for Property Tax Searches and Payments. Nebraska property owners and professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a centralized online portal. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline due diligence and client transactions by verifying tax status and payments digitally rather than through county offices. Add https://nebraskataxesonline.us/ to your closing checklist for faster tax verifications. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines, Cass County Assessor Office Mission, Fair Property Valuation in NE. The Cass County Assessor's Office, led by Sasha Fry, is dedicated to establishing fair property assessments. Accurate property valuations from the Cass County Assessor directly affect tax liabilities and market analyses that NE real estate professionals rely on for transactions and client guidance. Review the assessor's approach to fair valuation at www.casscountynote.gov/count-assessor. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. Nebraska County Assessor Directory now available for property research. The Nebraska Department of Revenue provides a complete listing of county assessor addresses in PDF and Excel formats, along with parcel search capabilities. Accurate assessor contact information and parcel data are essential tools for any real estate professionals conducting valuations, due diligence, and market analysis. Download the complete assessor listing and access parcel search tools at https://revenue.nebraska.gov/county-assessors-and-parcel-search. Nebraska Real Estate Headlines. County Assessor GIS Portal now available on nebraskamap.gov. The Nebraska Map County Assessor GIS page provides links to third-party county assessor geographic information systems hosted by non-state vendors. Real estate professionals in NE rely on assessor GIS data for property boundaries, valuations, and parcel research essential to transactions and market analysis. Access county-level GIS resources at https://w.nebraskamap.gov/pages/county-assessor-GIS and contact the respective vendor directly for any technical issues. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Nebraska Deeds Online, new digital resource for NE property records. Nebraska Deeds Online is a digital platform providing online access to property deed records in Nebraska. NE real estate professionals can streamline title research and due diligence without in-person courthouse visits. Visit https://nebraskadeedsonline.us to search deed records for your next transaction. Nebraska Real Estate Updates. Omaha commission rates edge higher. What NE agents need to know for 2026. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that 5.84% is the average real estate commission rate in Nebraska, with guidance on how Omaha commissions work and how clients can save on realtor fees. NE real estate professionals need current commission benchmarks to price competitively, justify their value to sellers, and anticipate where fee pressure may head next. Review the full Omaha Commission breakdown to benchmark your own rates and prepare client conversations at the source link. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of NE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.